بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحسن إذا شئت سهلا يقول رحمه الله وإن كان فيها صحاح ومراض وذكور وإناث وصغار وكبار أخرج صحيحة كبيرة قيمتها على قدر المالين. He said here, طيب. He said here, if they are a mixture of healthy and sick. Here he's talking about, when we spoke about the value and how much you need to give, now he's saying if they are a mixture of healthy and sick. Males and females, young and old. طيب. If they're all mixture, then how can he come to the accurate zakat? Here he said, فَيَنْظُرُ كَمْ عَدَدَ الصِّحَاحِ. He looks at how many are healthy وَعَدَدَ الْمِرَاضِ وَكَمْ قِيمَةِ الْمَرِيدِ وَكَمْ قِيمَةِ السَّلِيمِ. How much the value of the healthy and the sound, and how much the value of the sick. وَيَأْخُذُ مِنْ قِيمَةِ كُلِّ مِنْهَا بِقَدْرِ نِسْبَتِهَا فِي الْمَاشِيَةِ. He takes from how much in a whole cattle the percentage, and then he take the zakat from it. You see? So he value the value of the sheep according to what he needs to pay zakat, and he takes that percentage. فَيَكُونُ مَجْمُوعُهَا هُوَ قِيمَةُ مَا سَيُخْرِجُ فَيُخْرِجُ مِنْ غَنَمِهِ أُنْثَى صَحِيحَةً أَوْ مَرِيضَةً قِيمَتُهَا تُسَاوِي هَذِهِ الْقِيمَةِ. طيب, what does it mean? He means he look at the sick sheep and the healthy sheep, and how much it's values, and the sick, how much is the value of it. And according to that, he'll take healthy or sick. So he evaluated. You see here, he evaluated according to the value. Take an example. 40, he has 40 sheep which are sick. How much the zakat on 40 anasin?
One.
So he take one sick one. So if they 40 healthy, he take one healthy one. If they're 20 sick and 20 healthy, he averages it out. He takes one healthy, but he gets a little bit of money back according to the value. If he takes a sick one, then he average out the payment extra on top of the sick one. You see, so it comes to an average, to be average according to this Sharia. You see, if he takes a sick one, then it's not unfair, it's not fair to the poor, because you have half sick, half healthy. And if he takes what? A healthy one, is not unfair to him. So the jabi of the zakat, the collector of the zakat, he'll take a little bit of money, he'll give him a little bit of money as a compensation according to the value and the price of the sheep. Exactly. Here he said, فَيُخْرِجُ مِنْ غَنَمِهِ أُنْثَى صَحِيحَ أَوْ مَرِيضَ قِيمَتُهَا تُسَاوِي هَذِهِ الْقِيمَةِ. We explained it. وهكذا في حال كون بعضها ذكورا وبعضها وبعضها ذكورا وبعض كون بعضها ذكورا وبعضها إناثا. He said also the issue if some of it is males and some of it is female. طيب, what does he do? He takes it out, and remember the majority of the zakat is paid by female or male.
Female.
So if he takes out a male, he has to pay the difference. If he takes out a female, then he gets the difference. Same thing, if he has 20, for example, and he has 20 sheep or camels, طيب, which is, let's just say, what is the zakat on 5 camels? One sheep. طيب. Female or male?
Female.
So he takes out, if he has, for example, this example won't apply, let's stick to the 20. He has to take one sheep, yeah? That he can, one sheep, he can take out the zakat. One sheep out of 40. Let's say he has 20 males and 20 females. Then what does he do? If he gives a male, he pays the difference. If he gives a female, he gets a little bit of the difference in the price. You see? And this is how it runs. Why? So it can be fair for both. For the receiver, the poor, and the giver, the owner of the wealth. And he said, لِأَنَّ الزَّكَاةَ وَجَبَتْ مُوَاسَاتْ فَلَا يُكَلَّفُ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَالِهِ وَإِنَّمَا يُخْرِجُ مِنْ مَالِهِ بِقَدْرِ الْوَاجِبِ عَلَيْهِ. He said, because the zakat comes as to help the poor. And also, he's not obligated to take it out from other than his wealth. What does that mean? Yani he does not need to go out on the market and buy exactly the same one that is needed. You see? So he takes it out from his wealth and he pays extra. You see the point or not? If it is 40, then he doesn't go out and buy. We say, he had 40 males. We say, the Sharia said, one female. Then what he has to do? Go out and buy one. So Sharia says, no, don't go out and buy one because this is unfair to you. Just give one of the males and you pay better the difference. Here he said, وَإِن كَانَ فِيهَا بِخَاتِ. What's بِخَاتِ? And if it has ibil that is not Arab. بِخَاتِ, it's a non-Arab ibil. Yani like the Australian camels, they are in the wild. لِلْوَاحِدَ مِنْهَا سَنَامَانِ. One of them has two humps. وَعِرَاب, which is the Arabic ibil, which is have one hump. You see? He said, وَبَقَرْ وَجَوَامِيسِ, cows and buffaloes. And he said, وَمَعِزْ وَضَأْنِ, goats and sheep. وَكِرَامْ وَلِئَامْ, يعني good and bad. وَسِمَانْ وَمَهَازِيلْ, fat and thin. He should pay one of average value. أَخَذَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا بِقَدْرِ قِيمَةِ الْمَالَيْنِ. So he takes exactly like the previous matter, he takes according to the value. So, for example, he has camels that are mixture. He has like 50 camels, mixture, Arab and non-Arab camels. Then, of course, the Arab camel is more expensive than the non-Arab camel. So what does he take out? He said, he'll take out according to the value. So if he gives, fi sabilillah, the zakat, which is a non-Arab camel, he pays the difference. Or he gives an Arab, he receives the difference, and so. Here he said, وَإِنْ اخْتَلَطَ, يعني also said, سِمَان وَمَهَازِيلِ, if they're fat or skinny. If he gave out skinny, he pays the difference, and if he goes out fat, then he receives a little bit of money. And it depends according to the matter here. He said, as for now, we move to the point, joint ownership. وَإِنْ اِخْتَلَطَ جَمَاعَةٌ فِي نِصَابٍ مِّنَ السَّائِمَةِ حَوْلًا كَامِلًا. If a group of people have a joint, share a joint partnership of the same nisab, zakat, of a free grazing domesticated livestock for the entire whole. Here he said, so they are joint and they have reached the nisab for a whole year. وَكَانَ مَرْعَاهَا وَفَحْلُهَا وَمَبِيتُهَا وَمَحْلَبُهَا وَمَشْرَبُهَا وَاحِدًا. He said, and listen to this, and their fields of pasture, stud animals, barns, milking sheds, and watering holes are the same. So, listen, يعني a farmer has 20 sheep and another one have 20 sheep. They joined them. Type, if they joined them here, do they sleep and eat and drink and they have the same stud, all of them together, or each he takes them to the mabit, they just feed them in the same land, or everyone take them to a different land and graze them and everything, but sometimes, or they put them to sleep together just at night because they cannot afford renting two sheds. They say, I have a big shed, let's share the same shed where we put the sheep overnight to sleep. Then that does not have zakat. But if they share everything, they become what? Here he said, فَحُكْمُ زَكَاتُهَا فَحُكْمُ زَكَاتِهَا حُكْمُ زَكَاتِ الْوَاحِدِ. The ruling of the zakat is the ruling of one. Meaning at the time when the jabi of zakat, the collector of zakat comes, you can't say to him, hang on, I haven't reached the nisab, brother. I have 20 and he has 20. He says, but do they eat from the same place, drink from the same place, sleep in the same place, and they have the same studs? He said, yes. He said, then the zakat is one. You understand? Because some of them try to use the trick to separate them for what? To run away from the zakat. He says, if they are the same, then it is a zakat. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ الْفَرْضَ مِنْ مَالِهِ أَوْ مِنْ مَالِ أَحَدِهِمْ رجع على خلطائه بحصصهم منه ولا تؤثر الخلطة إلا في السائمة. He said, if one of them pays the obligation from his property, the others should reimburse him according to their share. And a joint property has no effect except on a free domesticated livestock. Here he said, if he gives the zakat, what happens? Each one pays his share. Let's just say I own 30 and you own 10. Of course, the 10 by themselves, there's no zakat on them. But because they graze and everything they share, then there is zakat. Is one sheep. If it is 40 and you gave away one sheep and you own 30 and I own 10, that means you pay the 3/4 and I pay quarter. So if the sheep worth $100, then I'll give you $25 and you take the rest. طيب. Why? Because I can't give you a quarter of a sheep. You see? So I'll give you $25 to compensate. And he said, the khilta, the mixture here, it does not take effect. He said, illa fi sa'ima, only in the grazing animal, because it does not affect in urud al-tijara. So if you're a partner with someone in product, yani you're buying cars and you're selling and he's your partner, then the zakat is calculated different than free grazing animal. Even the business is shared ownership. طيب ولا في الخارج من الأرض, also not in what يعني the produce, as we're going to explain, and from the oil that comes from the ground, or ولا في النقدين, nor in the cash. طيب, because a hadith came about the khilta, about the mixture, only in the free grazing animal. We move to the second chapter of zakat. We move to the second chapter of zakat. If you have the book, you see here there is an excellent table. It's not in the original book, but there is an excellent table that explains the zakat and the minimum nisab on everything there. It's an excellent table. So the table goes like this. The buffalo and cows, if you have 30, for every 30 1-year-old and for every 40 2-year-olds. As for goat and sheep, 1 to 40 is 1, 40 to 100, 41 to 120 is 2 sheep, 121 to 300 is 3 sheep, 1 more for every 100, that means 400, you pay 4, you see. Then he said camels, the nisab is 5 camels, 5 to 25, 1 sheep, 5 to 30, 25 to 35, 1-year-old she camel, 36 to 45, 1 2-year-old she camel, 46 to 60, 1 3-year-old she camel, 61 to 75, 1 4-year-old she camel, 76 to 90, 2 2-year-old she camels, 91 to 120, 2 3-year-old she camels, then 121. 1 2-year-old she camel every 40, as we explained, or 40/40, or 1 3-year-old camel /50, as we explained last week. How's that work? Now we go. What comes out zakat on, which comes out of the earth? Whatever comes out of the earth, which is al-zuru'u wa-thimar and al-ma'adin. We'll explain it inshallah. Now, what is the dalil for the zakat? Zakatul khariji min al-ard. So this is the second type. Anything that comes out from the earth. طيب, what is the dalil? وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ, and give its rights at the day of harvest. And this is in Surah Al-An'am, verse 141. So here, the zakat is what? After how long? 1 year's harvest. So some things you harvest twice a year. What happens? Twice a year. That's it. You understand it. So here he said, وَهُوَ نَوْعَانْ أَحَدُهُمَا النَّبَاتِ. He said there are two. First, plants. طيب, what qualify in the plants? He said, فَتَجِبُ الزَّكَاةُ مِنْهُ فِي كُلِّ حَبٍ وَثَمْرٍ يُكَالِ. So he said, Hab, which is Hab, which is for all grains. For all grain. Fruit that can be measured and stored. طيب, and stored. Now, how did he come to this conclusion? Here he said, the hadith of, if you see the point, the footnote in 419, which plants are zakatable, wheat, barley, corn, dates, and raisins, with a few objections. Some ulama said, the raisins, there is no zakat. We'll talk about it, inshallah. Are zakatable plants. As for the plants, the dalil, these five plus all plants that are measured by volume, not weight or salt, by numbers and stored. This includes beans, lentils, caraway seeds, safflower, is it?
Yeah.
Sesame seeds, hazelnuts, and almonds. Among others, but excluded, fresh non-storable fruits and vegetables such as apples, pears, peaches, eggplant, turnips, carrots, and carrots, among others. Taib, with some differences on the details. All of fruits and vegetables planted by humans are zakatable. Here he said, the position of yani Ahnaf is supported by the general statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيمَا سَقَطِ السَّمَاءُ الْعُشُرُ. From what the heavens irrigate, are the tenth is due. The position of the majority by the following report. So the majority of the ulama, they say, because of the hadith of Abu Musa and Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when he sent them the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Yemen to order to teach the people the religion, he said to them, لَا تَأْخُذُوا الصَّدَقَ إِلَّا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ الشَّعِيرِ وَالْحِنْطَةِ وَالزَّبِيبِ وَالْتَمْرِ. He said, do not take charity, which is here referring to zakat, only on these four things. Barley, wheat, raisins, and dates. There are also other reports from the companions with the same meaning, and they did not levy zakat on fruit and vegetables. Now, what does it mean? Here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith that he sent Mu'adh and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to Yemen, he said to them, do not take except from four, which are barley, wheat, raisins, and dates. Why? The ulama said, طيب, how come these four? You find these four is what? It is classified as hab, grains, thamar, fruit, raisins, and dates. And it is stored. You can store it. And you can. What does it mean you can? يعني you can بالكيل. صح? Not by one. You have to remember, in the matters, there are two things. There is also, you see it in the chapter of riba, if we live long enough to get to that, inshallah. طيب? You find that there are المعدودات, things that you count, which is, now we buy it by the kilo, but it used to be by one, 10 apples, 15 apples, one watermelon, two watermelon. This is now, in our custom, is by the kilo, but it used to be something that is counted, hence there is no zakat. Here he said, yukal, which is, now today we don't have the kail, yani we don't have the kail, that, what is the kail? It's a cup, صح? Which is, was known in custom. Yani you go and say to him, give me five cups of rice. Of course, Prophet never knew the rice. There's no rice in their day. Right? So one or cup of, five cups of barley. He measures them for you. Cup, two, three, four, five. Put them in a bag and take it and you pay. Give me five apples. Today we don't do the cup. What we do is the kilo. What we do? The kilo. So here, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, لَا عِبْرَةَ بِاخْتِلَافِ الْكَيْلِ وَالْوَزْنِ فَإِنَّ التَّمْرَ فِي عُرْفِنَا يُوزًا وَكَذَلِكَ الزَّبِيبِ لَكِنْ لَا عِبْرَةَ بِذَلِكَ الْعِبْرَةُ بِمَا كَانَ فِي عَهْدِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, today, the issue of kail and wazn, he said, Today at date in our time is what is not makil, is by kilo and also the zabi. He said, but there is no issue in that. We take how it used to be in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what does it mean here? It means that regardless whether you do the kail or the wazn, these things liable for zakat. Liable for zakat. And that's why he said, فَتَجِبُ الزَّكَاةُ فِي كُلِّ حَبٍ أَوْ ثَمَرٍ جَمَعَ وَصْفَةٍ. In everything, every fruit, and every grain or fruit that has two description, أَجِكَي مِمَّا يُكَالْ أَوْ يُعَدُّ أَوْ يُذْرَعْ. يعني, it is, has to be from whatever is الكيل and stored. يعني this is the case. The second description, أن يكون مما يدخر, something that you can store but it does not rot. يعني normally people store. طيب that you can what? You can dry it out and store it without the rot. And here today we can say it is in the wheat, شعير, what is الشعير? The barley, rice, corn, black seed, coffee, dates, zabib, sultanas, raisins, yani. And so, this here, all of it is liable for zakat. As for the dalil, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Muslim collected, Bukhari and Muslim collected from Abu Musa, لَيْسَ فِيمَا دُونَ خَمْسَةِ أَوْسُقٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Here he said, there is less than khams awsuq, there is no sadaqah. طيب, so al-wasaq, less than that, there is no sadaqah. Inshallah, we'll explain how much the wasaq. طيب, so what is the nisab? Khams awsuq, less than that, there is no zakat. So khams awsuq, less than that, there is no zakat. What is the nisab for the camels? 5. What is the nisab for the sheep and goats?
40.
What is the nisab for cows?
30.
What is the nisab of the what comes out from the earth, from like grains and so? 5 also. 5 also. We'll explain. Illa, here he said, إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ أَرْضِهِ. Here he said, who has to pay it? In whom wealth? He said, إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ أَرْضِهِ, meaning when it comes out from your property. يعني, if you buy it and you keep it in your house for 20 years, for 10 years, for 5 years, there is no zakat on it. But if it comes out from your property. He said, وَبَلَغَ خَمْسَةَ أَوْسُقْ لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَيْسَ فِي حب ولا تمر صدقة حتى يبلغ خمسة أوسق. He said until it reaches 5 أوسق, because the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no zakat in حب, in grain, nor in تمر صدقة, which is the zakat here, until it reaches 5 أوسق collected by Muslim. والوسق 60 صاعا. Now it is explained. The wasaq is 60 sa' bi sa'in nabi. The sa' is what you, yeah, what you, yes, what you scoop with. طيب, he said, وَهَذَا مُشْمَعٌ عَلَيْهِ, amongst the scholars of Islam. طيب, I'll explain to you. Sa' al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusawi arba'atu amdad. Okay, the sa' is 4 amdad. Al-mud is the filling of the two hands of a person who is average. Two hands like my hands. Small hands, they're not counted. If you get it, who's the big boy? If it is Khalid there, he's not counted. His hands are too big. You go broke. So, he said, milk kafail insan al mu'tadil. So, is the filling of your two hands. This is what? One word. Four from this amdad, you see what? Sa'. طيب. And the sa' and for you to reach to wasaq is 60 sa'. You see? 60 sa'. And time 5 is 300. Time 5, 60 times 5, 300 sa'. Sa'? And the sa' is how many? 4 amda. Yani 1,200. Yani you have to do 1,200 like this. Like a grab. Of course, you're not going to count that normally. Now it is different. الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله said, والصاع النبوي بالوزن يساوي كيلوين وأربعين جراما من البر. The صاع of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, write that down, the صاع of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم equal to what? 2 kilos and 40 grams from bir. Bir is wheat. Now, if the sa' al-nabawi 2 kilos and 40 grams, how much would it be al-wasaq? How many kilos? Time 60. Al-wasaq times 60. The sa' is 2 kilos and 40 grams. The sa' is 2 kilos, 40 grams. Sah? Time 60. Sah? To get to a wasaq. How much? 122.4 kilos. Time 5. 612 kilos before you pay zakat. Allah, this is the wasaq because the ulama detailed. The border is like this. Now, the dates could be different. Because of the shape and the volume. He said here, wasa', because the sa' according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رطل بالدمشقي وأوقية وخمس أسباع الأوقية. So here he mentioned الصاع is equal رطل in دمشقي, the دمشقي, another style of wine, it's called رطل, وأوقية and an أوقية, and 5/7 of أوقية. We don't need that, as I said to you, we don't need that because this wine measurements today are not used. صح. But they are used to record, so later generation, if the later generation they use different than kilogram and gram and stuff, they can go back to this. But leave this, we don't need here. And that's why here he said, فَجَمِيعُ النِّصَابِ مَا قَارَبَ 342 رَطْلًا وَسِتَّ أَسْبَاعِ رَطْلًا. He said, and all the nisab is equal to approximately 342 rattle and 6 of the 7th of Arapa. And that's why we say we do not go into this, because these are old measurements, which is we have to go to the Mughni and all other books to get the accurate. Of course, the modern ulama have weighed and they came back with the kilo weights for us. Inshallah, if you want, next week we'll read. وَيَجِبُ الْعُشُرُ فِيمَا سُقِيَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالسُّيُوحِ. This is what we need. Now, we understand now. But how much do we pay? We understand, for example, if al-bur. Al-bur. Al-bur is what? Let's say 612 kilos. So you're a farmer, you produced over 612 kilos of bur. How much do I pay zakat? Then it is according whether the irrigation in through the rain and rivers, if you have a river running past, like for example in Iraq, past Dijla and the Furat or the Nile, there is one amount you need to pay. Another amount, manual irrigation, that is another amount you need to pay. And also half-half. You rely on the rain, but sometimes throughout the year you irrigate with manual irrigation. This is where it happens. He said here, al-ushru fima suqiya min as-sama'i was-suyuh. Then 1/10, if in 1/10, yani 61.2 kilogram out of the 612. Sah? 61 kilos and 200 grand, if it is, you don't irrigate, it's from the rain. Why? Because there's no cost on you, like the one who irrigates himself. Because Sharia come, okay. He said, وَنِصْفُ الْعُشْرِ فِي مَا سُقِيَ بِكُلْفَةٍ كَالدَّوَالِيبِ وَالنَّوَاضِحِ We don't need to read that. He said, and half of the tenth, which is what you call 5%. Whatever is irrigated by wheels, you know the big turning wheels of water, that you have to spend money to get that water. Or through animals, you take your animals, you fill them up with water, and then for the irrigation, that now you pay what? 5%. Yeah, and 612 kilos, you pay what? 30.6. 30.6. Why? Because it is 5%. Now, if it is half-half, this is not from the book. Yani half of it irrigated through rain and half of it irrigated through manual work and costing you money, then 7.5%. Why? Because it's not fully dependent on rain, nor fully dependent on, you see, on the manual irrigation. So since it is like this, then it is 7.5%. Because you take half of the 5% and the other half of it. 7.5%. Now, when do you pay the zakat? When do you pay the zakat? إِذَا بَدَى الصَّلَاحُ فِي الثِّمَارِ وَاشْتَدَّ الْحَبُّ يَا اللَّهُ Zakat becomes obligatory when the fruits appears ripe and the grain has matured and became firm. Why is that, ya ikhwa? Why is that? Because if the grain did not become mature on the plants, what? It could be destroyed. It could come out and rot. The zakat man comes and he looks at it and he estimates how much he needs to pay. Of course, if it is destroyed by fire or something, or destroyed by natural disaster, or itself rotted or had something that destroyed, then what happens? You pay the zakat for something. So you pay the zakat, you start paying the zakat, and the zakat becomes obligatory. The zakat becomes obligatory when it becomes, when the thimar, the fruit, becomes what?
Ripe.
And al-hab becomes strong and firm. Yani khalas, it is about to be picked. Here he said, وَلَا يَخْرُجُ الْحَبُّ إِلَّا مُصَفَّى وَلَا الثَّمَرُ إِلَّا يَابِسًا He said, the hab, the grain, does not come, you cannot give it out except when one does not set the grain aside as payment until it has been, yes, when it is threshed, here, why, and, let me continue, and likewise the fruit until it has been dried. So you don't give the zakat until, yani you give it, where the person who receives it doesn't have to do any work for it. He takes it to eat. He said, وَلَا زَكَاةٌ فيما يكتسبه من مباح الحب والثمر ولا في اللقاط ولا ما يأخذه أجرة لحصاده He said, and there is no zakat on what one collects of the permissible for public use grains. What does it mean? If there is grains, or here he said, public fruit that grows in the wild without cultivation, what does it mean? Meaning, a property has no owner. And there is a huge field of grapes. Grew wildly. You took it, you picked it, and you dried it. It reached the nisab. There is no zakat, because it's not yours. It's public, for the public. You took it, no one. You took it in, you took it home, just an example. It's mubah, meaning it was left by the government, let's just say. And there used to be people who cultivated it, but they left it, and it's left by. But it produced through rain and through, it produced grapes. Or palm trees. Palm trees, in many places, there are a lot of palm trees, where they're not used, or they have no owner, or owned publicly, and the government lets the people pick it if they want, doesn't matter. And you picked up nearly a ton of dates. Then there is no zakat on that. He said, and also items that have been found or picked up. You found a ton of dates. There is no zakat on it. Right? It became, if you found it and became your possession, there's no zakat. Or wages for harvesting, meaning you worked for a farmer, he told you, I'll give you wages from the fruits. Not a partner, wages, ujra, not partner. He says to you, I will give you how much you're earning. He says, wallahi, ana, I will look after your crop, I will irrigate and everything. I take $10,000 for the whole season. He says, the $10,000, it's worth one ton. I won't give you that. I don't have $10,000. Maybe at the time when we pick the fruit, you can sell it for more. And if the market is good, you can sell it nearly $15,000. So it's up to you. You want? He said, I'll give you a ton. He said, yeah, give me a ton. And he gave you a ton of dates that it's been picked, or a ton of grain. Then there is no zakat, because this is your ujra and it is not your hasal. But before he gives it to you, he needs to pay the zakat. You see, he pays his zakat and then he gives you your share. And he said, وَلَا يُضَمُّ, and this is why you asked, صِنْفٌ مِنَ الْحَبِّ وَالثَّمَرِ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ فِي تَكْمِيلِ النِّسَارِ. One kind of a grain or fruit does not have to be added to another to complete the nisab, the zakat threshold. So if you have 300 gram of dates and 300 gram of raisins and 300 gram of wheat and 300 gram of barley, there is no zakat. You can't mix them up to pay the zakat. He said, فَإِنْ كَانَ صِنْفًا وَاحِدًا مُخْتَلِفَ الْأَنْوَاعِ كَالْتُمُورِ فَفِيهَا الزَّكَاةِ. However, if there is one kind that has different varieties, like the various sorts of dates, they would be zakat on it. Meaning, you have a farm that give you raisins or dates. Raisins, which is black grapes and red grapes and whatever, and long grapes and seedless grapes, all different types of grapes. You take it and you turn it to raisins, then there is zakat on it. You can't say, oh, but this is different, this is red and this is black. Same thing in dates. You have dates that give you ajwa dates, yani palm trees that give you ajwa dates, and palm trees that give you ambari dates, the long one, right? Two different types of qas'i, different types of dates. Then there is zakat on all of them, because all of them considered dates, even though there are different types of dates. You cannot say, but I'm getting 300 kilo from this and 300 kilo from that and 300 kilo, but all different dates. Here the Sharia said, but all of them have one thing in common, they're all dates. Sorry. Here he said, وَيُخْرِجُ مِنْ كُلِّ نَوْعٍ زَكَاتَهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ أَوْ وَإِنْ أَخْرَجَ جَيِّدًا عَنِ الرَّدِيِّ جَازَ وَلَهُ أَجْرُ. He said, one must pay zakat from each kind. If one pays a good kind as zakat for a bad kind, it is permissible, but not vice versa. And one would deserve a reward from Allah the Almighty. So what does it mean? You have dates, which is, let's just say, grade B. You have dates, grade B, and you have dates, grade A. The majority you have is grade B, not the best dates. When you come to the zakat time, yani, let's just say, and some of it is grade A, and it's all mixed. Sah. And you have a grade A and a grade B. Then if you give away, you can't give the zakat from grade B. He said you give it from the grade A and you have the reward for that differences in the price. I'll give you another example here. Let's just say you have ajwa dates, top quality dates. And you have the cheap dates, which is could be the qas'i or ambari, or which is cheaper. Even if you go to a date shop in Medina or in Mecca, you see there are differences. Some you pay 150 riyal a kilo, and some you pay, even the different types of date, probably 30 riyal a kilo, which is a sukkari or something. He said, then you give the zakat from the ajwa, not from the sukkari, and you have the reward. You give it from the better all the time. Why? Because it is more beneficial to the poor, and you always look after. So here he said, one must the zakat from each kind. If one pays a good kind as zakat for a bad kind, it is permissible. So here it is based on what? Permissibility. Yani, for example, just an example. Let's just say you have 80% bad dates and 20% good dates. Then the zakat, can it be 80% bad dates and 20% good? Yes. Or second grade date and 20% first grade? Yes. You take according to the percentage. 20% grade A and 80% grade B, then you give 80% grade B and 20% grade A. But you gave grade A for everything. صح? 100% grade A, you got the reward. طيب, can you give 100% grade B? No. You can give 80-20 according to what you have, or 100% or 50%, 50-50, and you get the reward. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Chef, in here you said that the person pays zakat on land that he owns, you know, from what comes out of his own land. What if he rents or leases that land and he harvests it? Does he still pay zakat on the land that he rents?
Excellent question. The brother asked, what about if someone, he leases the land, does he have to pay zakat? Yes, because the zakat is not on the land, the zakat is on the produce from that land, and that produce, it is zakatable.
Let's say I have a farm and a poor person comes to work for me, and like you said, he made a deal that I'm going to pay him one ton at the end of the harvest. Mm. I reach to the soul and I have zakat to pay one ton. Can I pay him the zakat as in his wage, or have to, or say if I want to give him that?
No, you give him his wage
and then his zakat.
And the zakat if he befalls under the miskin. No. Because if he's earning money, he's not poor, he's miskin, which is he deserves the zakat, he's a recipient. As well. And you give him his way plus the zakat.
Just as a question, more or less, as a practical question, a practical scenario, with all these, with the cow and the goat and the grains and all that, how do we now, today's time, distribute the wealth? Because obviously, we've got, find someone that does dates or does fruits and vegetables or whatever he does, how does he distribute what he is?
Well, I mean, you mean in Australia?
In
Australia, Allahu A'lam, the ulama differed whether, as I told you, you're allowed to take out the wealth or not. If it can be delivered overseas, like in, on a ship or something, or farmers get together and deliver it, or otherwise, they will deliver the value of it to overseas, wherever people need it. The value of it, if this is based on extreme maslaha, yani on the maslaha, if it is needed. Apart from that, you cannot. If you can put it on a ship and send it with other farmers, like other farmers, you know how they trade with sheep and that, between, you can then do it. But obviously, if it is way out of your way, then you estimate the value of it and you send it as money. And then the people over there, they buy sheep and then they give the poor people sheep.